And in a few minutes, you're going to hear a great interview where Joe talks with Chuck Etchison. And I want to tell you how we found Chuck. Incredible story. So Chuck's the founder of a thing called the Jericho Project. I was at our trail race in Golden Gate Classic in San Francisco back in November. And there was this group of guys. There were 30 of them, and they were all there to volunteer. And I've never seen anything like it. And these were interesting guys. These were hard guys. You could tell that they'd spent some time on the wrong side of the tracks. But I've never seen such friendly, helpful, engaging, enthusiastic people. 30 of them did the work of 300. So I was really curious. And I went up to the one guy and I said, "Hey, can you tell me what this is?" His name's Bryce. He was one of the head guys. And he told me about the Jericho Project. And these are all guys who'd been in prison, all guys who'd had addiction issues, all guys who were on a track to spend the rest of their life doing that. And they all either were referred to or found or were court mandated into Chuck's program called the Jericho Project. And Jericho Project is for incarcerated men with addiction issues and a chance to turn their life around and get back on track. Chuck himself, in 1993, I think age 36, paroled for his final time out of his in-and-out revolving door of prison and addiction and said, "This has got to stop."
Welcome to the Spartan Up Podcast, hosted by Joe DeSena, founder and CEO of Spartan Race, and brought to you by Wild Health.
We are talking about overcoming obstacles. The same way we teach people to get over obstacles on the course, we will teach you here on the Spartan Up Podcast to get over obstacles in your mind.
Get fully personalized healthcare based on your DNA, biometrics, and blood work with Wild Health, the official healthcare provider of Spartan. Go to wildhealth.com and use the code SPARTAN10 to save 10%. This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Duralane, a single injection that may provide up to 6 months relief from osteoarthritis knee pain. Risks can include general knee pain and pain at the injection site. You can see full prescribing information at Duralane.com.
Joe DeSena, CEO and founder of Spartan and the Spartan Up podcast, and I've got Chuck Etchison here, the founder of the Jericho Project. And you were incarcerated, had a moment of clarity, if I got this right, I want to get into the story, came out and started what you call the Jericho Project, which we all have to learn about here. It sounds amazing. My friend bumped into it and said, "Joe, you would love what this guy does." So is that accurate?
It is, Joe. Came from a very dysfunctional background as a child. Started doing time in juvenile facilities at the age of 12. I did that till I was 36 years old, in and out of institutions, county jails, prisons, drug addiction, primarily heroin. Paroled in 93 from Corcoran State Prison and formed Jericho Project, the nonprofit, in 95, licensed with the Department of Drug and Alcohol in 97.
What's amazing about that, at least from the outside, with the very little knowledge I have, is most people don't, correct me if I'm wrong, don't get out of prison and completely turn their lives around like that. And most people that are heroin addicts don't turn around. So, like, you had a lot going against you. Is there something you learned in that process of turning around that could be applied to others in that situation?
Yeah, I think it's the process itself. As a juvenile, going through the whole system, juvenile penal system, adult, drug addiction, of course, the attempts at recovery, and everything accumulates. It's a process. And then a little bit of luck, you know, the circumstances that I fell into, and the desire to change. A lot of people want to change, but they don't have the opportunity. They don't have the resources and the moment in time to make that happen. So I realized that what I had that was of value, so I had no education, no skills, vocational skills, so on, but I realized I had an education in drug addiction and criminality that I could use. So if I could turn my life around, my purpose, find that purpose, was to use that to help others. And in that, create a career. So I formulated the idea of a treatment program and what it should consist of. Rather than the conventional recovery based on past childhood experiences and so on, as more a lack of training, education, vocational training, social development, So we created a program based on that with, of course, the basic education through a charter school. So we provide that, GED, high school equivalency, and vocational training. We have a we hold a general contractor's license. So we teach and practice all of the construction trades, job placement. So the individuals intern with different programs, different companies. When they leave the program, they have a permanent position with those companies. So a complete process of recovery from the jail cell. Most of our men, 90%, are from the penal system. So we actually screen through the courts, accept the men, and then transport them from the county jails, prisons, because we work with county jails and state prison. And now we're just starting a program with the federal department. So the men are released directly to the program for treatment.
All right. So walk me through it. So I'm just getting out. I'm just getting out. Do I find you or you find me?
Normally, the person is in jail, has a case, obviously, is going to court, has a history, and his attorney will tell him, you know, this is where you're at legally. So if you got a shot at a program as opposed to prison, it would be this type of program because the court's looking for a certain structure and so on. So that's where we come in.
And so now I get transported. I get accepted by you. You screened me. And I show you some signs that I might be able to fit within the Jericho Project. You don't accept everybody, or do you accept everybody?
We're looking for the guys that are motivated, Joe, that are serious. Convince us that they're serious about, a change in life.
So previous graduates are probably working the farm and the program and the 72,000 square foot facility, right? And so I enter I don't know. I get issued a job, I guess, right? Is that the way it goes down?
Well, you start off, and it's built in phases. So you start in phase one, which is just primarily your foundation work. Determine what your needs are, education. So we get you placed in the right classes and groups and activities. And then, you know, of course, from basic ed, it goes into vocational training. What are you interested in? You're going to work in the trades. You're going to work in electronics. You know, what's your interest and background? So we work with that and get the guys going in that capacity and progress them through the different stages into an internship and then eventually into job placement in the field that they've chosen to participate in.
All right. So you determine where I am, what I'm interested in, what education you can get me, right? When you think about how many people have you had through the program?
Oh, thousands.
And you think about your own journey, you think about those thousands that came through. Do a lot of people get stuck there? Like they can't, like if they could have figured it out, maybe they wouldn't be in this situation to begin with. So, like, because I talk to a lot of civilians that have not been incarcerated and they're stuck and they don't know where to go. They don't know what their purpose is in life.
Yeah, that's the whole process where you sit down with someone. And yes, some of them come in very confused, obviously, where they're not sure what they want to do. So you have to give them time while you're working with them in different capacities. One of our biggest treatment aspects is physical training. You can take a guy into the program and, you know, almost every individual wants to be in good shape. You know, they either want to lose 20 pounds or gain 20 pounds. So you start with that as a motivation. So let's look at your physical. We don't worry about education, careers. We're not that far down the road. Let's just get you in good physical condition. And so you focus on that, and that's the gateway. That starts the process. See, conventional recovery, they don't believe, a lot of it doesn't believe in physical training as part of recovery, where we believe that it's the first and one of the most important aspects of recovery. This starts the mental, starts the physical and the mental through the physical and motivates. When a person starts feeling good physically, then they start feeling good mentally, then they get that energy, and then they start to figure out what they want to do. What are you interested in? Hey, and I can take a guy and tell him, hey, man, did you ever weld anything? No. Come on out here. Let's go out here and weld something. And then you spark an interest and you just roll with it. Okay, you like that? What do you like? You ever done this? Yeah, let's do that. I could take a kid and tell him, hey, have you ever thrown an axe? No. Did you ever want to? Yeah. Come on. And we go out and throw the axes. That starts a conversation, starts a camaraderie, and you work with that. You build with that. And you get the interest out of someone if you start that relationship.
I like that a lot. I obviously our mission is to change 100 million lives, and I'm always scratching my head when we get these emails and these messages from folks that say, oh my God, I'm back with my husband. I'm back with my wife. I lost a bunch of weight. I'm feeling good. I started a business. I gave up drugs. You nailed it. You've said it better than me, which is the reason it works at Spartan is because when you're feeling physically better, then you start feeling mentally better. That's what you said. And that, like a light bulb went off in my head. And then the world becomes your oyster. But you got to feel physically and mentally better first.
Absolutely. It's key.
So when they get there, in the example I was given, I show up. You're not handing me a bag of Doritos and telling me to sit on the couch, I guess. When you, phase one, what are we doing for fitness?
All phases. You're in a military atmosphere. Your room, your bed, your closet, your gear is in military order at all times, inspected daily. And you get up at 5 o'clock and you start your activities. The program's broken up into 12-man squads. So you have 12 men. Two of them are, as you said, senior members, alumni, sergeants. They're in charge of their 10 men. Each unit has its own van and designated driver. They report from the housing to the center. They start their activities for the day. Whatever their assignment is, that's what they're doing.
Oh, I like the fact that it sounds like the military. I got to be honest with you. When you were just describing that, I started to get excited. Like, that's my dream. In the movies, when I see those big barracks and everything is crisp and tight and there's order in their lives, even though there's, you know, a drill sergeant that's screaming and they might have to do too many push-ups in the rain outside or pull-ups, like, that's always been my dream, to just live there. In some ways, it's exhilarating and it's easy because somebody's telling you what to do. Like, and by the way, it's probably, you tell me, you probably designed it this way because it's an easier transition from where they came from.
It is. And like I said, if you can start that relationship and build that relationship based on, I'm the instructor, you're the student. If you want my instruction, you have to impress me. You have to earn it. So, you know, we flip the script on these guys. You know, most things, the treatment is begging the individual to do something. Well, no, we're not doing that. You need to beg us to put our energy, our time, our resources into you. And yeah, it is in a military fashion. And the men do respond to that. They respond to the camaraderie, the interest, all of that. We have our own martial arts class, which is obviously an advanced class, but the same thing, sportsmanship, camaraderie, and a sense of honor that it's based on.
I love it.
So to get these young men involved in that train of thought, and then the application of it, and then they see the benefit of it. I can take a young man, go through this course, explain it to him, send him to an internship site, and he conducts himself in the manner we suggest, in a professional manner, and the response he gets is overwhelming. With Spartan, when we send, that was the whole idea of sending our men to these Spartan events, Tough Mudder events, so on, was to not only the physical training, everybody thought it was the physical aspect. No, it's the social aspect. To show them a whole nother way of life, a bunch of positive, successful people, and how they spend their time. And the camaraderie that they have. So we send our guys into that environment. And as we suspected, the results were overwhelming. I have grown men from this background that are coming back and standing up in a group with 100 men and actually are in tears over what they experienced. Just the feeling of positive, successful, and respect and admiration from people that they couldn't identify with. And it overwhelms them.
Amazing. And so I want you to know, let's expand that. If that was helpful, if you have stories of folks that find that experience transformative, and it's helping, you know, your graduates or soon to be graduates, I want to lean in and help more. When I have a tough day, which is pretty much every day these days, I get to relax and take a deep breath and say, oh my God, look what we do for a living. We change lives. So I love hearing these stories. All right, here's a question for you. You've had thousands of graduates. Can you think of a story where somebody was in the depths of despair and it was just like you didn't think you'd be able to turn them and you turned them, and walk me through that? I think everybody would love to hear one of those stories.
We'll be right back to this episode, but first a quick word from our partner, Wild Health. Take control of your health with Wild Health. They're the official healthcare provider for Spartan. They use DNA, blood work, your lifestyle, and so much more so that you can get truly personalized healthcare. Healthcare focused on performance. You'll learn about optimal diet, about exercise, sleep routines, and how to prevent chronic disease. Sign up at wildhealth.com with the code SPARTAN10 to save 10%. You know that knee pain can really slow you down. Sometimes that knee pain is due to osteoarthritis, a disease that affects some 14 million Americans. Learn about osteoarthritis knee pain and how to alleviate it at oaknepainrelief.com. One treatment you'll find there is Duralane, a single injection that may provide up to 6 months of relief from osteoarthritis knee pain. It's indicated for the treatment of mild to moderate osteoarthritis knee pain when conservative treatments have not worked. Risks can include general knee pain and pain at the injection site. Full prescribing information is at Duralane.com. You can learn more at oaknepainrelief.com. That's oaknepainrelief.com.
Can you think of a story where somebody was in the depths of despair and it was just like you didn't think you'd be able to turn them and you turned them, and walk me through that? I think everybody would love to hear one of those stories.
Man, I got hundreds of them that come to mind. Bryce, who's very involved with Spartan, is one of those stories. Horrendous background, childhood addiction, criminality, into his adult life, prison, came to the program. Now, Bryce was one that actually paroled. He had heard about the program, paroled, and came directly to the program on his own. Went through the program, has excelled, got involved with Spartan through the program, and now that's his life. He's engaged to a wonderful young professional woman, and it's all good for him. He's doing great. I've got the director of my intake department, from San Diego originally, again, horrendous juvenile record, adult, prison, came into the program, was very, very defiant, very obstinate. And we went head to head for months. If not, he actually had a 2-year commitment to the program through the courts. So I had 2 years to work with him, with like 15 years suspended. So it's either stick it out or go do 15 years. So I got something to work with, you know?
Yeah.
And we battled for a year or so, and he finally released. And from where he came in, from this ghetto kid, this ghetto thug, with that whole thug life mentality, he's now... wears a 3-piece suit. I sent him to court, and he represents Jericho in the courts. And well-respected by judges, district attorneys, public defenders, and he's a force.
That's amazing. Those kind of turnarounds are, I mean, it makes it all worth it, right? You got to pinch yourself.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, I'm sitting here with you, and you could be running a Fortune 50. You're very, you present well, you've organized this whole thing. You dreamed it up. It was your idea way back when?
Yes.
And so it really is amazing how we as a country or as a species, we give up on folks that are incarcerated or maybe addicted to drugs. But then when I'm sitting here with you, I'm like, oh my God, like we should not give up. Like there's you've done an unbelievable thing. Better than people that weren't incarcerated or addicted to drugs, right?
Absolutely. Better than college-educated psychologists that are trying to deal with drug addicts.
No, you've done an amazing thing. How do we expand what you're doing? How do we help?
We've done all this, and we've never applied for a government grant.
Wow.
We're totally independent and self-sufficient. Everything we do, we pay for ourselves. Housing, everything. So that's why the program works. It's not hypothetical. You're not sitting in a government-funded daycare talking about sometime in the future you're going to be responsible for yourself. You're doing that right now from day one. You come in here, that's explained to you, you're expected to carry your own weight. And that's the treatment in itself. You know, the product that we produce is men. We take broken men and rebuild them. And this is possible with anybody. In society nowadays, America, worldwide, the education system's broken. The social system's broken. The penal system's broken. And they're talking about, let's talk about someone's childhood and somehow that'll change his reality. It won't do anything except waste another grant. What we did was realize that and took up the hard work of, okay, if it's a matter of training, then men have to be trained properly. What is that? Education. Man has to have an education how to survive and be productive, provide for himself. So you have to have education, vocational training. Then you take the education into vocational training and a career. What are you interested in? If you're not interested in it, you're not going to do it. That's our men's mentality is actually they're not underachievers, they're overachievers. They've just been pointed in the wrong direction. So if I can convince them of that, there's nothing wrong with you inherently. You are superior to the average guy. The average guy couldn't do what you've done in your life. He wouldn't have survived. But you have to understand that and take that strength and that power, that creativity, ingenuity, resourcefulness of an addict, and point that in the right direction. And, you know, you have to guide a guy in that and instruct him. And once he starts that development, you know, then it, like with Royster, Nick Royster that I was explaining, once we got him started on that path, it takes on its own inertia. But, you know, you have to have the resources. I had to create a basic education department, a legitimate vocational training department, a job placement department. So all these things, and then you take that guy and you put him through that course and he has the opportunity to succeed.
What would you, based on all that, right, based on putting together the program, seeing it work, let's think about civilians, folks that have not been incarcerated, folks that have not fallen to an addiction with drugs or alcohol, but they're still kind of stuck. What would you recommend, based on your learnings, they could do in their lives to be higher performing individuals, more optimized? What would you suggest to everybody out there?
Take a moment. At first, it's awareness. You know, you start with a thought. You know, sit down and evaluate your situation. Try and remove the obstacles, the barriers, the filters, and be realistic with yourself. And then don't underestimate yourself. Challenge yourself. What is it you want to do? And you have to, you know, everybody says don't do it, the Yoda thing, don't do it, just don't think about it, just do it. Don't try, do. I'm looking for a good try. If I can get someone to try, and then I can guide them, they can succeed. So for the individual to start to consider where you're at and what the possibilities are, and then try something. For God's sakes, try. Give it a shot, man. You can't sit there and think about it forever. Consider what you want to do, and then whatever you have to do to take the first step in that direction, take it. And then figure out what the next step is.
I love that, because I've been around so many people over the 40 plus years of doing business that have said to me, well, they're not sure what they want to do. And I have no degree in psychology. I don't know anything, but I said, gee, what I did was I just did stuff and I tried stuff and then I met people and then stuff just started to happen. And so I think what you're saying is self-evaluation, where are you? And then just go out and try some stuff. Try some
Absolutely.
More stuff, right?
Yeah. No steps go nowhere. One step goes to the next step.
Ooh, that's a good one. No steps go nowhere. How do people find out about you? Where can they go to research you?
Jericho online, www.jerichoproject, ca.org. And they can get the basic information there, call us, and that starts the process.
You're awesome. I'm going to connect you a good friend of mine, a guy named Gordon Kaplan. He got in trouble, if you saw last year or 2 years ago, the Varsity Blues scandal where parents were helping kids get into college. He's a high-powered attorney, made a mistake, ended up doing 30 days, lost his license, the whole thing, is very passionate about helping programs like yours. I'm gonna connect you guys.
Right on. Thank you.
All right. You're awesome.
Do you know someone who needs a little help staying motivated, staying informed, getting or staying mentally and physically resilient? We're here 3 days every week with a mix of content to help you stay strong. From mindset to nutrition and everything in between. Listen every Tuesday to hear Joe DeSena, Spartan Race founder and CEO. And the rest of the week, join us for DECA, Endurance, and Classic episodes. See you next time. Maximize energy, optimize nutrition, and improve performance with Wild Health. Personalized precision healthcare built for Spartans. You'll get a personalized health plan based on your DNA and biometrics and the support of a team of health experts. Sign up at wildhealth.com with the code SPARTAN10 to save 10%. This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Duralane, a single injection that may provide up to 6 months relief from osteoarthritis knee pain. Risks can include general knee pain and pain at the injection site. You can see full prescribing information at Duralane.com.